Oklahoma's original oldies station. Oklahoma FM. All oldies, all the time at 92.5 FM.
92.5 KOMA FM, Oklahoma City, USA.
It's a flashback to the 60s and 70s. The DJs, the music, the station that we all grew up with.
Hold on.
It's the Coma Fan Jam Weekend.
Now hold on some
with
more.
Your host, Ronnie K.
Oh my gosh, the limo is here. He has arrived. He's walking out in his beautiful tuxedo with a cane.
But the limp's not so bad.
Kevin Matheny? Kevin Michaels.
Hey, Ronnie.
What would you prefer to be called? I know they didn't call you Kevin Michaels in New York City, did they?
No, sir. By then I had gotten back to using my name of birth. Kevin will do, just so I'm not called the defendant.
Well, you know what? That's just the thing comes up here, because I know that you had several names, and I know you don't like to be called what Don Imus and Howard Stern call you when you programmed for those guys.
I have no issues with Imus, who calls me Kevin Matheny, the programming weenie. I would have no issues with Howard if he would just pay me.
How can a guy program two superstars with two super egos like that in the same house? How did you possibly do that?
A lack of vision on the way in. I had no clue what I was getting into.
Wow.
It helps that I have some experience in chemical and alcoholic dependency recovery.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, those voicemails you left me were pretty funny, too.
Oh, thank
some
you.
Of that stuff you left me. You are from Oklahoma City.
Grew up in Oklahoma City. Went to Cassidy, then got thrown out of Cassidy. Went away to school for a while, and then, not that I'm bitter about it 30-some-odd years later, but Cassidy welched on their deal to readmit me after I went away and made a good citizen of myself. So I finished up at John Marshall, and after the Cassidy education and the Missouri Military Academy education, I did three semesters at John Marshall. Never opened a book. All A's. Not to undermine the state of an Oklahoma City public school education 30 years ago.
So then that made you, if you had all that education, you were immediately overqualified for radio.
To be a disc jockey, yeah, absolutely.
But I'll tell you,
as time goes by and the IQ points leak out of my ears, I'm almost qualified for this line of work now.
You're coming down with us. Thank you for coming down with us. But, you know, I got to tell you, first time I ever heard you, and I may have alluded to this before, I was driving down May Avenue, and you were reading a spot about a product for a restaurant called Across the Street. And they had a little dessert called Dolly Delight.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about Dolly Delight. And you made that food actually jump off the plate and into the radio. It was incredible the way you could sell stuff on the radio. It was obvious to me and all the girls that were listening at the time that you had something.
I mean, Let's hope.
You had a lot of girls.
Actually, at the time, I had hair.
You know what? It hadn't hurt your looks a bit.
Well,
I like
you.
A high forehead.
You're kind of attractive.
It's, you know. So. and then you left here, and you, or did you just go up, or did you go back?
Out and around the block, and down the alley to your back door. I left here, went to Seattle for 4 years, and since Seattle, have been through New Orleans, San Diego, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Chicago, St. Louis, New York, Dallas, Savannah, Georgia, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Jacksonville, Florida, and Cleveland. And so that's 6 years in Cleveland, 9 years with the same company. As many stops as there are on that particular tour, some of them have been pretty long, so which speaks to the issue of how many six-month tours of duty there were.
That is an incredible resume. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what his title is now. He's the Executive Chief Operating Vice President of the right side of the northern portion of the western one half of the upper middle section of the northern Ohio for Clear Channel Radio. Is that about right?
Somebody's got to do it.
Oh, my goodness. Do you see some old friends in there that you recognize? Have they changed a lot? Or is it just that the more you see them, the more they look kind of like they used to?
Well, I think that. And also, you know, time is a great equalizer. I recall when we all worked together and I was the high school senior weekend kid, and you guys were typically, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years older than I, which put you in a whole different strata.
We
had nothing in common.
Well, when you
now
were
all the same age.
I said, no, but you were just a kid, and I'm surprised to hear you say that, because you still look like you're much younger, and I got to tell you, and this is a confession on my part, because we had a little contest on WKY, and it was named the John Wayne Movies. And a kid from Ark City, Kansas, won the prize, and he was supposed to pick a chaperone as a disc jockey to go with him to Chicago and fly there. And guess who he picked? And you had only been there 2 weeks, and I've been there like 10 years, and he picked you to go to Chicago for a chaperone. And thank God you were too young to chaperone. You needed a chaperone. So the boss said, we're just going to let you go. So I went up there, and I shook hands with John Wayne, and I met Larry Lou Jack, and I went up to Larry Lou Jack, and I said, Larry, my name is Ronnie Kay. I am from KOMA Radio, and I know blah, 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 blah. I had this whole spiel.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Lou Jack looked at me, and he said, I believe you. And by the way, big surprise, and you thought this was a fan jam, and you thought this was a little fun documentary thing we're doing. No, Kevin Matheny, it is not. This is your life. We have flown Don Imus in from New York, and we have Howard Stern right over here.
I saw Howard a couple of weeks ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, at a funeral.
True. For his show?
No, I don't think Howard's going to be missing any meals anytime soon. No, a mutual friend of ours, a guy named Jerry Nachman, who was the head of programming for and had an afternoon show on MSNBC, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard showed up late and confused.
You know what? I've got to tell you, I know you're very proud of your accomplishments, and we are proud of what you have accomplished, but you just don't seem like the kind of guy that would drive down the street, roll down the window, and say, hi, I'm Viva La Weepa.
Well,
would you do that?
I learned what not to do as well as what to do from following my predecessor greats. I started to say prehistoric greats at WKY in COMA.
Fun part about this job was talking over the music. Mm-hmm. You did that very well from the beginning.
Thank you.
I guess because your dad was in radio. And he talked over the music.
Yeah.
He talked over probably when you were being born.
A whole different genre of, or a whole different era of tunes.
Well, guess what this one is? You're one of your favorite songs. We just happen to have it back, and we have Stevie here for you.
So this is the one where when you play Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Stevie Wonder, the trick of doing this correctly.
Oh!
And I did it wrong.
No, wait a minute.
Is to poke Stevie.
Stop it. Stop the song. We'll get one more chance on that. Here we go.
The trick is to poke Stevie with the needle at this point, right? There.
Wait a minute. No, you ain't had that much practice in a while. Only this minute. We're going to send you back to KWHP if you don't get this right this time.
Well, we didn't talk over the records there. Here's Stevie Wonder. See, I can't do it anymore. I haven't made my living this way in 20 years.
Hey, you don't need to. You're independently.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby. Yeah, I had signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby. Yeah, I had signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Yeah.
Kevin Matheny, ladies and gentlemen, in the control room. He is live. He is totally unrehearsed. He is beautiful. And it is so great to have this wonderful personality back. And you know what else?
What's that?
You know, they talk about that song, the video that killed the radio. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot. I mean, you were with MTV. You were the first program director with MTV, were you not?
I was early. I might have been the first to have the title, although somebody else did the job before me. I think, actually, the president programmed it. And then they recruited. Actually, I accepted a job at MTV twice. And the first time I went in to resign my job at NBC, and it was right after Grant Tinker had replaced Fred Silverman as the head of the company, and they explained that they'd been letting people walk away from these lucrative contracts for a long time, and I had the misfortune, you have the misfortune, young man, some lawyer with a bad wig tells me, of being the example. And we're not going to let you guys walk away from these things anymore.
Oh,
so
my.
I finished that contract, and during the course of that, decided I wanted to stay around a little bit longer because I hadn't done enough harm yet. And so I guess that was about 4 years worth. And then the MTV thing came around again.
You were doing a great Jack Nicholson on my phone voicemail.
I wish I could think of how to do it now.
Put you on the spot. Talk about put this guy on the spot. You were just so funny. Yeah, I thought that was one of your staple things that you did.
I've always been pretty good in the hall, around the coffee machine, at the water cooler. I've just always sucked on the air.
Oh, gosh. Well, you're just excellent at it. And I'll tell you, there are people that we put right up there at the top as far as the people that we are proud of and the success they have had in this industry. And I'll tell you what, when you think of the Jimmy O'Neills and the Charlie Tunas and the Steve Goddards and the Don Wallaces who are coming up next and Danny Williams, and I'm going to leave out somebody, but they're all great, and you were right there at the top, my
friend.
You know,
I had no idea what a remarkable business WKY was when I worked there. And then I got out into the world and was astonished that every radio station didn't run like a tank, wasn't really well managed, and I had no clue.
Yeah,
what Lee Allen Smith did for a living when I worked for him, mm-hmm. and I've done that job a few times now, mm-hmm. and have an enormous regard for Lee Allen as well as Danny, and the way they got the best out of us.
Lee Allen, if they ever change the name of Oklahoma City, they would need to change it to Lee Allen City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy is that great.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's listening, you know, the best. And I had the pleasure, and you had the pleasure, and Don Wallace, who's in the room now, waiting to go on, have all had the pleasure of working for that dynamite, just mountain of a man.
I remember I probably had six conversations with Lee Allen in the 13, 14 months I worked for him, but I remember them all 30-some-odd years later, and they were all short pieces of wisdom. And, you know, mm-hmm. hey, I heard what Danny and you were talking about, and he would illuminate, mm-hmm. elaborate, and make a succinct point.
You know, funny thing, I worked for him for 19 years, and I only had about that many conversations. and most of the conversations...
I caused him more trouble than you did.
Well, no, actually, all of my conversations with Lee Allen ended in, I promise I'll never do it again.
Yours truly, K-O-M-A. It's a blast!
Reliving the heyday of Top 40 Radio with the music, the jingles, and the personalities that made it all so memorable. It's a Coma Fan Jam weekend. And here's your host, Ronnie K.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dapper Don Wallace is next. And I'm already disappointed Effie's not with him.
According to folklore, the best way to find your way home when traveling through the woods is to leave a trail of breadcrumbs behind you. Here at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, we've always been partial to following a good map when we travel. But we do know that right now, following cracker crumbs will lead you to a good home-cooked meal. That's because our broccoli cheddar chicken is back on the menu at Cracker Barrel. Boneless chicken breast covered with tasty broccoli and real melting cheddar cheese, topped with a buttery cracker crumb crust. Then, it's all baked to a golden brown. Served with your choice of two country vegetables, plus biscuits or corn muffins. So, we hope you make your way to Cracker Barrel this spring. And if you need some help finding your way home, we'll be sure to keep a map or two handy. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, Lebanon, Tennessee.
Enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store in Edmond, off I-35 and Northeast 122nd at exit 137.
Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs, built in America, tailor-made for your town.
The weather in this part of Oklahoma can turn nasty.
We count on our Toyotas.
And count on your Toyota dealer for a great offer on a full line. like $1,000 cash back on Tundra Double Cab, plus $1,000 package savings on Toyota Sports Series Double Cabs means a total savings of $2,000.
When's the last time you saw a Toyota on the side of the highway?
When it comes to quality, nothing beats the best-selling car line in America and five pack-leading SUVs. Get $1,000 cash back on Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in America. $1,000 cash back on Corolla, the world's best-selling car. And $1,000 back on Highlander, the SUV that drives like a car. Get to your Oklahoma City Toyota dealer now or visit buyatoyota.com. Get the feeling. Toyota. Cash back through TMS and GST and $1,000 package savings on TSS Double Cab. Limited time offer. See dealer for details.
I've decided to give everybody a gift.
Whoa, everybody?
Everybody. I signed up with SBC Unlimited Long Distance and I get a free gift.
Are you talking about one of those Harry and David gifts they give out?
I'm keeping that one.
Well, what does everybody else get?
Unlimited me.
Unlimited you.
Yeah, this way I make everybody happy, bring some joy into their lives.
And you get to keep the gift.
Yeah, but I get to give the gift that keeps on giving me, Unlimited Long Distance.
Right, but you get to keep the gift.
The other gift, but I'm also giving a gift.
You're a giver.
Get connected with SBC Unlimited Nationwide Long Distance from Home for just $20 a month, and you can give someone else something just as great. Choose one of three Harry and David gifts to give to whomever you want. Offer ends May 31st. Call 1-877-PICK-SBC or visit SBC.com. SBC, going beyond the call.
Unlimited Long Distance requires SBC local residential service and certain extra features. Taxes, fees, universal service fee, extended area service, subscriber line charge, and installation extra. This direct dialed service excludes calling card calls and long distance for business or internet. Long distance provided by SBC Long Distance. Gifts advertised are available while supplies last. Harry and David may replace these gifts with gifts of equal or greater value. Gift offer cannot be combined with any other SBC long distance promotion. Call for offer details and restrictions.
It's the trade of the decade at Mark Heights in Norman. Now is the time to get the vehicle you want at a price you can afford. Mark Heights Chevrolet at I-35 and Main in Norman. You're listening to a rewind of the music, the voices, and the DJs that made the 60s and 70s so much fun. It's the Coma Fan Jam Weekend. Once again, live from the Coma Studios, here's Ronnie K.
Hard to believe we're still alive, ain't it? We're all still alive today. Ladies and gentlemen, my distinct honor and pleasure to present a true pioneer. Did I say pioneer? Excuse me. A pioneer and the first person to ever do a teen hop in the state of Oklahoma. They called them sock hop back then because you couldn't dance on the gym floor. Because you couldn't wear shoes on the gym floor, so they just made you take your shoes off and do it. They did a thing called sock hop. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Dapper Don Wallace.
There he is. How you doing,
Don? Good afternoon, sir. Just fine. Doing good.
We should have brought an audience in. You would deserve a huge round of applause for all of the stuff you have done in this state. And the first guy.
I'd like to forget some of it.
And the first guy in the state to ever do a teen hop.
That's right.
What a record.
In Tulsa, 1955.
That's a record. That's a big record. That's a 45 record. No, were you playing 78s at the time?
Yes.
My goodness.
And it was a fun time because I watched rock and roll, the evolution of rock and roll come in, you know?
Yeah. You know something? You were one of those guys that were kind of like a friend to all the other disc jockeys. And you kind of prided yourself in that, I guess, because everybody just saw Kevin Matheny walk out and he said, you know, you were talking pretty much the way I talked to you and like saying, thank you for all those great witticisms that you used to give me, like keep on keeping on. I would come to you and say, boy, Danny hotlined me again. He says I'm the worst disc jockey he's ever hired. Please, when I'm in the hall, duck in a room because he don't want to see my face today.
I remember those days.
And you would say, Ronnie, just do what my granddad said. Keep on keeping on. Remember that?
That's one of the things I remembered about my granddad.
And then I thought, gosh, you're such a nice guy. And lo and behold, you came to me one day and said, I'm going to give you the town of Watonga, Oklahoma.
It was a great town for you, too.
I said, how can he do that? I thought they had a mayor and everything over there. He's giving me a town. And lo and behold, you had done dances in Watonga before.
Chuck Boyles and I co-opted some dances over there. We had Frankie Ford. Remember C. Cruz?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, still get requests for it today.
Yeah. Chuck's wife and I went over there and put on that hop while he was on the air. She took his place, and we had Frankie Ford over there, and we also did Eddie Cochran in Purcell one time, and Several. Well,
you know something? I wondered why you did that, because the town turned out to be so great. We had 600 kids over there on New Year's Eve one night with Jim Edgar and the Roadrunners. It was just incredible. I thought, what's Don giving me this town? And then I realized that you owned the whole state of Kansas. You owned, let's say, Ark City, Kansas.
I did go to Kansas a lot. Kiowa, Kansas was good. Kiowa was good. And all up and down that border area. I even went to Medicine Lodge one time. Where they listened to it. It's up there on WKY.
It was amazing. It was just amazing. And at that time, you owned a Cadillac, as I recall, and you could buy a Cadillac, a beautiful Cadillac, for what? How much?
$6,000.
$6,000.
Brand new.
And they threw in the chauffeur. You did. No, you did. You rode in the back seat, let the guy drive, which was a very wise thing to do. You and Jerry Lee Lewis, you're so much alike that
way. Oh, my God.
I mean, you did. You would go up there. Of course, I mean, the disc jockey, you didn't play records any longer. You started out, the evolution was this, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you wrote the book on this. You started out with a sock hop. Then you got guys like Edgar and the Roadrunners, who had so much talent. They said, put us in here and advertise us and everything. They came in and would play when you took a break. And they'd play 15 minutes. And then they got so popular
that we went
the other way around.
Live music, and then
you did the breaks.
Yeah, I kept music going on the breaks.
And guess what? Now, recorded music is back again. That's what they call disco.
So absolutely,
life is a circle.
It is.
Wow. Let's talk about KTUL in Tulsa, and let's talk about the people that you have discovered. It is an incredible story, and I can't tell it, but only the man himself. That's why I thought, Don, you know, if we don't have Don in here today, we don't have a show. Because thank you, and David Gates.
David Gates, I discovered David Gates when he was either 16 or 17. I remember sitting in his mom and dad's living room. His dad was a band director at the biggest Tulsa high school there, and he, of course, played different type music than David did, and David, I remember sitting in the living room trying to convince them that I should be his first personal manager, and that the kid had talent and so on and so forth. And he, at the time, had a band, and Leon Russell, who actually was Russell Bridges, was the piano player in the band. And
wow.
And I got him a record. I got him a record release, and this is one of my favorites. As a matter of fact, I had this played at my wedding for Patricia and myself 24 years ago. It's called If.
Wow.
One of my favorite David Gates songs.
And you got the guy started. And we wouldn't have had this song had it not been for Don Wallace.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when my love for life is running dry, you spend the
tears are welling up here now.
you know, David Gates also, when he went to California after he left Oklahoma, he did go to OU. He was an OU grad, and they went to California, and he and Russell Bridges teamed up for a while. Then they split up. And David Gates did score the music for Goodbye Girl, the famous movie about 20, not the current Goodbye Girl, but the one that was 20 years ago or so.
Quick story about you, and I'm sure your encounter with him was the same. When we did a special benefit show for the victims of the bombing in 95, we called David and said, look, we need you to come back, and we hope you will do it for no cost because we're donating the money to the victims. And he said, without hesitation, I'll be there. Coming off his ranch, he sent photo shots for us to publicize the thing. He got on a plane. He flew to Dallas. We were on stage waiting, and they called from Dallas. He said, we're fogged in Dallas, and we can't make it.
I remember you telling me about that before.
Wow. Effie Farquhar, we cannot go. You know, the rumor has, and I want you to clear this up, that you had an operation on your throat, and Effie died on the table. You lived. You lived, but Effie died on the table.
Yes, she died. There's no question about that. I had a couple of sleep apnea operations. Dr. John Houck did some surgery on me, and
we'll miss her a lot. Do you still once in a while get out her clothes and put them on?
No. I only did that once for the Foreman Scotty show.
As I recall, she wore a lot of black, and she didn't go to church a lot.
Not a whole lot. She and Buck Buzzard they were great companions, and Shorty Fudpucker and Melvin Forbitz and Hobart Entwistle. She had a gang of followers.
You got a little tacky on the air yourself once in a while, didn't you?
I didn't know it if I
don't
did.
Know, there you go. See, he's a nice guy. He could get away with it. He'd come right back and do Effie and get him off the hook. And then
I had a lot of fun with her.
And then you would have Maxine Boatwright do a lunch menu, which I stole. By the way, I've stolen. Let me just go ahead and get it out. Everybody knows this. I stole everything from you.
Well, I'm thrilled that somebody likes me.
I steal from the best, okay? And another thing that you did for me that I never probably got to thank you for was Jerry Lee Lewis. You overbooked Jerry Lee. Where did you have him?
Booked him a number of times.
Morrison?
I took him to Morrison, Oklahoma one time, just a short distance from Stillwater, and it was a cold, bitter cold winter night. Snow on the ground, ice on top of that, and I had a tremendous crowd. Yeah. And another time, I booked him in Weatherford, Oklahoma, and he was a no-show. And those people in Weatherford, to this day, still probably think that I never was going to bring him over there anyway. And then I had him one time in Ark City, Kansas. And I took him to Ponca City, Oklahoma, one time. But the crowning blow was one New Year's Eve. I had him in the early to mid-60s in Ardmore, Oklahoma, at the Civic Center downtown, show and dance. I thought, gosh, this is going to be wonderful. We could have a great crowd out here New Year's Eve. And when we were setting up, why, his road manager, Cecil, said, Don, I've never seen a bad New Year's Eve. Never seen one. And so I said, well, that's good news. But a blizzard came in, and it was a bad New Year's Eve. We only had 300 people came out, and he had a big guarantee, and I had all these other expenses, so I paid him off in rolls of nickels, dimes, quarters, and a hot check. And it was a total disaster.
Would anybody believe what we paid Jerry Lee in 1960? He was between his country and his rock and roll career.
Right.
And kind of struggling. And I don't know, I think we paid him $600 for the gig, and actually I guaranteed him 50% of the door. And that's exactly what it came to. And I gave him, when you gave him to me in Chickasha, I took him down there, charged $2 a head, had we had 600 people, and we had $1,200.
$2 or $3 a head was a lot of money.
That's
in those
right.
days.
And we gave him his $600, which was 50%. I paid for the piano he tore to smithereens and the rent on the building. And I said, Jerry, I'm sorry you don't get any more money than $600. And he said, I just want to put a $100 bill in the bank a day, and I'm happy. But
I took him one time to Medford, Oklahoma, and there was no piano in the community building up there. And so we had to borrow one from the local piano teacher. It was a grand piano they brought in, and he tore the living be Jesus out of it.
He would do that. And by the way, thank you for foregoing your commission on that Jerry Lee Lewis. And I still owe you 20% on that today.
Oh, I'd forgotten
about that.
Because
you were always such a good businessman. I mean, you got 20% on an act of God. I mean, anything, you know. You were a businessman.
I didn't realize that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Wallace, Dapper Don.
Thanks for having me on.
Were you related to Effie Farquhar?
We may have been distant cousins. I'm not sure.
If it's illegitimate, I don't want to hear about it. Thank you. Great balls of fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love the ship. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Got you my nails and then I twitch on my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
Has loaded up the safe with lots of prizes. And you could win everything in it if you
crack the safe.
You could win a $1,000 gift certificate to Decorative Rock and Stone for that new patio, flower beds, or pond you've been wanting for your backyard. Bluebell ice cream, birthday cake from Brown's Bakery, a dozen roses from the Rose Petal, and much more. Just listen each weekday as Kent Jones, Ronnie Kay, Dave Martin, and Fred Hendrickson each give you a number in the daily combination. Then listen the next weekday morning as Danny Williams gives you the chance to call in. Be the correct caller.
Give the combination and crack the safe.
Different prizes are stored in the safe each day.
Crack the safe and win
with 92.5 Coma FM.
Frankie, I took your advice. I went down to the Mile of Cars in Norman and bought a great new car. Frankie, you are the man.
Tell me something I don't know, Jimmy.
Did you know they have over 10,000 cars and trucks to choose from?
Of course I do.
What about the fact that they are all within 1 mile of each other from Robinson to Maine? No two dealers the same.
I'm the one who told you that.
How about that all of those guys wanted my business? You know, they're all independent, not part of some big corporation somewhere.
Well, that's why I sent you over there. When guys compete, you're guaranteed the best deal.
Did you know that some of these guys have discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP and there are still incentives like 0% interest?
Actually, I did not know that.
What was that, Frankie? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said I did not know that. But I do know this. It sounds like it's time for me to head to the Mile of Cars in Norman.
Oh, yeah, you said it all right.
I know I said it.
Do you love your patio? Is the table just the right height for your glass of wine? Does the umbrella cast just the right amount of shade while you relax and unwind? Does the sound of flowing water from the fountain ease your mind? Do you look around and think to yourself, I really love my backyard? Well, you should.
If a backyard is a place to love, Flower City is the way to love it. Let the experts at Flower City help you to create your very own backyard sanctuary. Flower City carries the highest quality outdoor patio furniture, with styles ranging from aluminum, cast aluminum, teak, wrought iron, and outdoor wicker. We have everything you need to transform your backyard into an oasis. Flower City, 4101 West Reno, just across the street from Whitewater. Come by or call 947-4100 today. Flower City, for the best in selection and style.
Low prices, follow me to Flower.
Hello, Oklahoma. Chad Stevens for Fowler Honda. Odysseys, Odysseys, and more Odysseys. And then some more Odysseys. What does that mean? We have too many Odysseys. Matter of fact, we have the state's largest selection of Odyssey vans, and boy, are we moving them out. This month, get a brand new Odyssey for $22,528 or drive it home for $163 per month. We're selling them like hotcakes at $22,528 or $163 per month. Come on!
Follow me, Honda.
The state's largest selection of Odyssey vans. This is the time to buy it. Vacation time coming up. Odyssey vans, $22,528 or $163 per month at one place. Your Honda headquarters, Fowler Honda, right here on the Mile of Cars in Norman. Model number RL185 or PKW. 20% down, MSRP $24,980. 48 months, final payment $13,988.
Make this spring your season of better sleep. Discover what a difference a Sleep Number bed can make. Visit the Select Comfort Store on the upper level at Penn Square Mall.
It's a flashback to the 60s and 70s. The DJs, the music, the station that we all grew up with. It's the Coma Fan Jam Weekend with your host, Ronnie K.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the only problem I'd like to correct on that spot is some of us never grew up. We just kept on being kids all our life, and it was an opportunity to be a disc jockey in radio. And the other thing about radio is, ladies and gentlemen, that the incredible names that people came up with in the business. And I thought this one was very appropriate, late 60s, early 70s. Trip.
Yeah.
Am I tripping in the late 60s and early 70s? Trip Summers!
Hey,
how
thank
you doing?
I got to give Danny all the credit for that. Danny really? Williams said, you come to Oklahoma in the summertime, you took a long trip, so we're going to name you Trip
Summers.
That's true. That's how that came.
Summer? I guess it was summertime.
Trip Summers. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And
that's beautiful.
You know what's cool about that?
What?
Garth Brooks, 7 or 8 years ago, and I was backstage at one of his shows, and one of the guys in the record company said, you ought to tell Garth that you used to work at WKY back in the early 70s, late 60s, and I'll bet you he would have known. So I told him, I said, and really the first name, I said, Garth, I used to work at WKY from 1969 to 71. He said, really? Get out of here. You mean you worked with Ronnie K and Danny? I said, yeah. And I said, I was the Night Trippers. Get out of here. Give me a great big high five and a hug. It made me feel great.
Makes
yeah, that's true.
Good,
that's true.
Wow. I'll tell you what. It was a great time to be on the air.
Yeah, it was.
But did you ever have the boss critique your air checks?
Danny
ever call you in?
Oh, that was brutal. That was such a horrible time in my life because I was so bad. Just so horrible.
Well, now, did the air check help you or did it hinder you? I mean, you know,
it helped me.
It can just shatter your confidence.
Bobby Mitchell was more my mentor right through the glass there.
Yeah, I see the guy.
But Danny was just ruthless with his air check critiques. He just was, but it made me a lot better.
Yep. Well, when you answer the request line, you open yourself up to what can be a simple request, a negative or a positive comment, or even a whole new life, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can start a whole new life on the request line.
You see that bat phone ring, and God, you just your heart stops, and you start to tremble, and you say, I said the call letters wrong. You didn't say W right, or... It was a great time in my life.
I don't think Don Wallace would mind me saying this. He met his first wife on the request line. Will I get sued for saying that?
Kevin Matheny went on NBC and MTV, of course, went on to a marvelous career, and he's certainly one of our legends in our business. And he was like 17 years old, I think, and I broke him in. When I left KY, he was the young high school guy who was just getting into radio, and his dad, of course, had a legacy all of his own. And Kevin broke in, and he knew everything, right? He was 16 years old, and I think he went on to become a full-time, I forget what shift he worked, but Mike Mundy, I believe, replaced me when I left there,
yeah.
I think.
Mike
I might
worked,
be wrong.
Yeah, six to nine. Yeah, you're right.
And then Kevin went on to certainly a full-time job and much, much bigger things. And then I worked for Kevin's dad twice. His dad is a legend in the business.
You've been on both sides. You've been on both sides of the microphone. You've been program director. You've both been on the air. Which do you like best? Do you like, or can a guy do it both?
You know, I think now I would say programming, because I knew the limits of my talent. Really, and I figured if I'm going to make any serious money in this business, it's not going to be on the air. I was a very adequate disc jockey, but that was it. I was no great shakes.
You went on the West Coast at an absolute flame burner out there, KCBQ.
Mm-hmm.
KCBQ, they did a contest called the Last Contest. It sounded
that was
like
the Last Contest.
You know, I was getting stuff together and starting to get ready for the end of the world.
KCBQ.
When they heard your spots, people were actually repenting.
Prize package number 14550, KCBQ.
And what are some
and
of the
last
slides?
Contest. You could win a McDonald's franchise for you and four of your friends. You could fly on the Concorde round trip to Paris.
Oh, my God.
You know, it was just so unbelievable. It was a marvelous contest. Now, Jack McCoy is the guy who created that, came up with it, and he's patented it. And it was a wonderful contest. Alan Spears, Bobby Mitchell worked with me out in San Diego at KCBQ. We turned it country. Imagine that, back when all the big legendary AM rockers were turning, changing the format to country, and Alan came out with me, and we had a great time out there. So Alan and I have known each other for a long while.
Give me a song that describes your life and your career. And by the way, we don't play Rambling Gambling, man, so, you know.
A song that describes my career.
Can you think of any song? That's that's putting you on the spot.
Jumping Jack Flash. Yeah, do that.
You're a big Neil Diamond fan, though, aren't
you?
Yeah. You still talk up
Brother to the Loves,
get down with a good show.
Yeah.
You still talk up to the post and everything?
I used to.
Give it a go, Mr. Summers. You know,
what time is it? I don't have a Neil Diamond, KOMS.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board.
This is a pro.
We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know? Have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, play it now. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. Cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask.
And about a St. Popeye and olive oil, please. And we got Popeye here. Right. You know, 15 minutes until the hour now. We're adding people as we go. And I want to welcome Mr. Andy Lockridge into the big party here. Andy Lockridge. What was it? Putnam City class of 72? Is that?
You know, I think you know more about it than I do. 73, I think it was.
I got your picture in the yearbook.
Oh, great.
Handsomest dude in town right there.
It was nice hair, right?
And you came in, and you and Fred always hung out together.
Yeah, still
you?
Are out in the hallway.
You are?
Yeah.
That's a great time.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in years, and that's one of the reasons I came up here, to see you and Fred and Bobby Mitchell.
Oh, we're so delighted that you took your time, because I know now you're programming about, what, 22 radio stations?
Six, close.
And one of them is English, right?
Only one.
It is Spanish stations
in
the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Spanish language radio about 4 years ago.
Big deal in Dallas, huh?
Yeah, we've got two stations in the top five down there.
You're loving it?
Yeah,
loving it
it's
down
good.
There.
It's radio. You know what? A lot of people said, do you speak Spanish? And the answer is no. I understand a lot more than I speak, but it's radio, and it's the stuff that you guys taught me here that has gotten me you know, where I am and,
I'm
and the ability
to
do what I do.
And this goes for Fred Hendrickson, both, who has been incredible help on this whole special and on the Fan Jam. And you know how many times he got on the email with you, and we were just begging you to come on down because we knew you were a very important aspect of this whole thing.
Oh, you're sweet.
You guys were ready for primetime when you stepped in the station over at WKYB. You guys were very good, and it amazed me because, you know, I was there like 5 years before they told me where the bathroom was.
Well, you told me, so I felt better, and I appreciate that.
And you guys were down in production and doing all that stuff.
We like to play. That's what it was. We were just having fun.
Now, Skip, tell me, Trip, tell me, if you will, please, were you guys, did you guys cross paths at WKY?
No, we were just talking
by about
that.
A year or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we were talking about it out in the hall. No, we didn't. We did not.
Trip, I got to ask you a question also, and we were alluding this a minute ago, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the lowest, with 1 being the lowest point in your career, what would the 10 be? I got that question from Barbara Walters,
the 10?
By the way.
Boy, probably KCBQ.
Yeah, that was a hot station. Big
and then
deal.
KISS in Miami would be, and then KY right behind that.
Wow.
Right. Those are just big deals for me as a program director. As a air talent, this radio station, clearly, no doubt about it.
And you guys, like you and Bobby, are keeping in touch with each other. Mm-hmm. It's a great association.
Yeah, Kevin and I run into each other a lot in Nashville, and so does Bobby. Bobby and I, and yeah, we do, and it's been great. Everything I think I learned, the real rudimentary basics of good radio, entertaining radio, you know, happened right here at 93 WKY.
You know,
it really
the
did.
The thing that amazed me in doing this reunion was the camaraderie among the radio people when Fred Hendrickson would email Kevin Matheny, and Kevin would talk about one guy, and then this guy would email back. It sounded like a big family reunion type thing, you know?
It is, you know? Yeah,
no question.
I wasn't here that long, and I wasn't, unfortunately, but the time I was here was very, very meaningful and special to me. And I'm just glad to come back. And I want to thank you and Fred. I know you guys have worked your behinds off on this thing. A lot of work, and it's really appreciated from all of us. It really is.
This show today has taken 28 pieces of paper. And they told me that they were going to make this a paperless operation.
Well,
we're going to all computers. Here I am with 28
congratulations
pieces.
To you guys.
Thank you.
Really.
Thank you so much, Trip. And thank you, Andy. And
Ronnie,
congratulations on all your success. And we'll be back in a minute with a historian, ladies and gentlemen. And he is from the world's happiest broadcaster in Kansas City, Missouri, Dick Fatherly, who is considered the historian for stores, is going to tell us all about how this all got started. And we'll be back with that after this.
Hello, prices. Follow me to Fowler.
Hello, Oklahoma Chad Stevens at Fowler Toyota. I have in my hand a list 2 pages long of certified Toyotas. You know that Fowler Toyota is the state's number one certified Toyota dealer? That's right. And every one of those certified Toyotas comes with a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You want 4Runners? $12,900. Tacomas, $8,800. Camrys, $9,900. For a Camry. Unbelievable. We are your certified dealer. Come on.
Follow me to Toyota.
Are you looking for something other than a Toyota? What about a Hummer? Fowler Toyota has Hummers, Mercedes, Lexus, Land Rovers. It doesn't matter. Fowler Toyota in Norman has what you're looking for when it comes to a used vehicle. And don't forget, we are numero uno when it comes to certified Toyotas. Fowler Toyota on the Mile of Cars in Norman.
Are you ready for the action? Are you ready for the payouts? Then go for the gold and grab your jackpot tonight at the Gold River Casino, just 2 miles north of Anadarko. A fast-paced, wall-to-wall gaming adventure filled with pure gaming excitement. With thousands in daily payoffs from the latest in multimedia games, Gold River Casino gives you the newest games like Liberty Sevens, Royal Reels, or join the $10,000 and $20,000 winners in just the last month on the all-new Vegas Blackjack. Join the winners tonight and go for the gold. At the Gold River Casino, the best games, the best service, your best bet in Oklahoma. Gold River Casino, where the winners play. 2 miles north of Anadarko on Highway 280.
Hey, what are you doing at Albertsons?
Just doing a little shopping. Actors eat too, you know.
Whoa, you buy a lot of fruit and vegetables.
They always have really fresh stuff.
What else? Ooh, a great big filet of salmon and a fresh baked French bread. Mmm.
You're not a reporter, are you?
And talk about one-stop shopping. You even had your photos processed at Albertsons 30-Minute Photo Express.
May I have that back?
Oh, sure.
Hey, look, they opened another checkout lane.
Thanks, Miss Eaton.
Anytime.
Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
Saving is easy at Albertsons. This Saturday through Monday, you'll find great items throughout the store, like half-gallon containers of Albertsons milk or select varieties of Oscar Mayer Lunchables. Your choice, 10 for $10. Plus, no crab clusters, steamed free, only $4.99 a pound. And fresh whole seedless watermelon, just $3.99 each. Savings good through April 19th only at Albertsons. Some limits apply. Your one stop for low prices. Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
Easier is better.
Join KOMA at the newly remodeled Office Max in Norman, I-35 and Noble Parkway on Sunday from noon until 2. Come celebrate the new look, more selection, and great savings. Office Max in Norman.
Reliving the heyday of Top 40 Radio with the music, the jingles, and the personalities that made it all so memorable. It's a Coma Fan Jam Weekend. And here's your host, Ronnie K.
Boy, did we get lucky. Did we get very lucky? I mean, we found a guy that knows everything you ever wanted to know about Storrs Broadcasting. And actually, you worked. Actually, Dick Fatherly, welcome from Kansas City.
What a treat to be on your show.
Well, how great to have you. And are you eating barbecue now from Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm calling you live and direct from the barbecue capital, Kansas City.
You worked at WHB, World's Happiest Broadcasters, didn't you?
Yes, I worked there from 1967 to 1969, and I was the program director. And
best
I came
years.
There from St. Louis at KXOK, where I was production director for 3.5 years.
Tell us, did you ever meet Todd Storrs?
No, that was one of the big disappointments of my life. Just after I was hired, he passed away.
Yeah, did you ever meet Bud Armstrong?
Yes, I knew Bud. Bud brought me to Kansas City.
Wow. So people were coming up there and sitting on garbage cans and trying to get the new format. They were filling up hotel rooms in Kansas City just to find out what you guys were doing with this thing called Top 40 Radio.
Well, I don't know if it was a garbage can, but according to Johnny Pearson, who was program director at WHB in 1957, Gordon McClendon came from Dallas and sat on his waste paper basket to listen to WHB, and he took it back and put KLIF on the air.
Wow. You have one of the most incredible inside stories about Oklahoma City radio and how the competition evolved here that I have ever heard, and I will guarantee the audience that the story has never been told outside the offices of Oklahoma Publishing Company before, and probably Storrs Broadcasting, because that story is legend now as to what happened. But if you would recreate for us and tell us how WKY actually became a top 40 radio station before Coma.
WKY was a very strong NBC affiliate owned by Gaylord and very influential radio station. Johnny Pearson left Storrs Broadcasting Company in 1957, having hired on with him in 1951, so he was a Storrs veteran. And he left Todd in 1957 and was hired by Katz, KATZ, not a radio station, but a station representative with offices from coast to coast, brokering the sale of radio time for its member stations. Katz hired him as a consultant, and Katz sent him in to talk to WKY, one of their client stations, about the decision by Todd Storrs to buy KOMA and what impact that decision would have on programming in the Oklahoma City area. He recommended that they go exactly along Storrs programming lines to offset any possible damage, if you will, and they upstaged KOMA prior to Todd's receiving the station approval from the FCC. And,
wow.
And so WKY beat Storrs at his own game in Oklahoma City and started Top 40 before Todd was in KOMA.
Wow.
Prior to FCC approval.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And then Johnny Pearson was hired by American Broadcasting Network, and he went and consulted for their affiliated stations and had successes in different ways with their different affiliated stations.
You know what? In a minute, I want you to tell me that story that originated with Todd Storrs in Omaha, Nebraska, and ultimately ended up at WTIX in New Orleans and
yes.
WHB in Kansas City and WQAM in Miami and KOMA in Oklahoma City with 50,000 watts of power screaming at you every hour. Now, that's a great story, but you've played a lot of music in your life. Did you ever have a song that you felt was really different, really unique, and that stuck in your mind of all the music you played as a disc jockey?
Well, please understand that as a production and creative type in the business, working with Storrs Radio and before I got with them, I was always taken by studio techniques for a new or a different sound. And so when I hear a well-produced record, I would really become attached to it. As they say in real estate, you know, location, location, location.
Yes.
In record production, it's arrangement, arrangement, arrangement.
Yes, sir.
And so in 1956, I loved that record, Green Door, by Jim Lowe.
Yeah.
In 1959, I thought Tony Fisher's Big Hurt was fantastic.
Got it.
Bobby Darin in 1960 had Beyond the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray Charles sang that Don Gibson classic, I Can't Stop Loving You.
Oh, man.
And then the Chiffons had One Fine Day.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations.
Yes.
And then from the theme from Dr. Zhivago, Somewhere My Love.
Here's one of those incredible songs you mentioned. Listen to the phasing of this, a real unique Tony Fisher.
Now it begins. Now that you're gone, needles and pins. While I'm still gone, watching that clock till you return.
I just realized you were probably the first Flower Child. I mean, that song sounds like psychedelic almost.
Oh, it was a fabulous record. It created a sensation.
It was great. Okay, here it is, that story of Todd Storrs and how he came to create the Top 40 format.
Well, he and his general manager, who became executive vice president, George W. Bud Armstrong, and their people had just purchased WTIX in New Orleans. And they listened to their competition and heard a station, WDSU, an NBC affiliate, playing the top 20 on 1280 in between soap operas.
Wow.
So they decided, we're going to cover this. We'll upstage them 1 hour. We'll conclude an hour later, and we'll add 20 more song titles, and we'll have the top 40 on 1450.
My
and goodness. That's the term, how top 40 came into